Today's daf is Tefav. We'll start at the bottom of Yud Daled Amud Bet. The words. Ten lines from the, or 11 lines from the bottom. Va'akate lahachi huda'ata. Okay, the first words on the line are Kodesh Lamikdash. Okay, this week's shiur for the week, it's going to be sponsored L'Rufuah Shlema of Avraham Moshe Ben Pesha Etzel. It's a good time to remind everyone that Daf Yomi for Women has production and maintenance costs, and if people want to donate toward the effort, you can contribute on the website, dafyomiforwomen.org, and you can sponsor a week, you can sponsor a day, you can become a member for the year, or give any contribution that you feel fit. Okay, we're going to start now. We had a whole back and forth with Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about this pasuk. It's, you know, again, you could just say what they're debating. They're debating all sorts of things. But the main issue is this pasuk, b'chol kodesh lo tiga. What does that mean? According to Rabbi Yochanan, we'll start with the simpler pshat reading. B'chol kodesh lo tiga, again, it's not exactly pshat because kodesh means truma and not kodshim. And it means lo tiga, don't touch it. And according to Rish Lakish, it means really you can't eat, not just touch, but you also can't eat any kodashim, okay, any korbanot. And that's what it means, and that's where we had started the sugya, which is where's the warning for not being able to eat, it means not eat korbanot, I didn't say this, when you're tameh, okay? Important point, when you're tameh, you're not allowed to eat the korbanot. So we then had a whole back and forth with them. If he holds that that's the source, what does he do with that? Where does each one find the asharot for other things, etc.? There was one point I wanted to point out, which I guess we'll get there. Maybe I'll summarize that at the end. Okay, so then there was a ping-pong back and forth. If he holds that's the asharot for truma, so where does the other guy hold there's an asharot for truma? Where does Rish Lakish say it? And if you hold b'chol kodesh lo tigaz lo tochal, so where is he going to find the source for not eating kodshim? Where does Rabbi Yochanan find the source for not eating kodshim when you're tameh? And he found it from this gzera shava of tumato and tumato with the mikdash. Okay, he compares it to habal and mikdash. There's really no azhara, but since there's an azhara by habal and mikdash, so we'll say there's also an azhara here. Okay, and that's how they learned out the basic issue here. Now, we want to start from akate lahachi uda'ata. So now they say you're really going to learn it from v'chol kodesh lo tiga. Hahu mebayile l'tamesh achal basar kodesh lifnei zrikatami. Okay, so now we're going to say, right, the last thing we ended with, just to go back for one more minute, was that a tamesh and agaba kodesh, the Gemara then ended with, what do you mean? Tameh, chol kodesh lo tiga is tamesh and agaba kodesh, right? It's not tamesh achal. So what did he say? In the pasuk it says, you can't come to the mikdash also tameh. And since that's karet, we're going to assume that the b'chol kodesh lo tiga is something that's also on the same level, which is karet, which would not be touching, because touching you don't get karet for. You only get karet if you eat it, b'tumah. So now they say, but still, is it really coming for that? Don't you need it for l'tamesh achabasar kodesh lifnei zrikatami? D'itmar, so now they're going to say, don't you need... 1 second. So now the assumption, okay, we have to go back and explain something about Zrikat Dam. Korban, until you do the Zrikat Dam, that's like the final act that you do where you sprinkle the blood, and that gives you the ritzui, it's called, that kind of makes your korban work. Before that, no one's allowed to eat from the korban. Okay, no one can eat the korban before you sprinkle the blood. So if that's the case, the whole isur of not eating something when you're tameh, the question is it, well, this isn't exactly the question, but there happens to be a debate, which we're going to mention in a minute, a debate between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to see by the end of the sugya, they argue about a number of different things, also in the upcoming page, that before Zrikat Dam, it's forbidden for a different reason, not because you're tameh, but because no one can eat a korban before it's rikat dam. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's the only isur there is. There's no additional isur if you were to eat it once you're tameh. So he says if you eat it before Zrikat Dam and you're Tameh, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's forbidden because you're not allowed to eat a korban before Zrikat Dam, but not because you're Tameh. It's just always forbidden. Rish Lakish says no, there's an additional Isur before the Zrikat Dam. So now they're going to say, well, then don't you need this pasuk to teach you, since Rish Lakish holds that before Zrikat Dam, before the Zrikat Dam, you're also, it's going to be forbidden if you're Tameh, then shouldn't the Pasuk be needed to teach you additionally that? Which means we're now learning a whole bunch of different things. Also you can't touch, also you can't, how can you learn all these different things from the Pasuk? Also you can't eat, and also you can't eat it before Zrikat Dam. And you get Malka for it. So here we say, so akata lachi da'ata, hahu, don't you, how can you say it's coming lachar Zrikat Dam? Don't you need it? L'tameh shachabasar kodesh lifnei Zrikat Damim. De'itmar, as it says, Tameh she'achal basar kodesh lifnei zrikat tamim, Rish Lakish omer loke, Rabbi Yochanan omer eino loke. Now we're going to see even more so why we're assuming he's obviously learning it from this pasuk. Rish Lakish omer loke, why? Bechol kodesh lo tiga. Lo shna lifnei zrika velo shna la'achar zrika. The Rabbi Yochanan, right, whereas it doesn't distinguish, was it before Zrikat Dam or after Zrikat Dam? The pasuk just said, B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga, which he understands as Lo Tocha, which means before and after Zrikat Dam. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Eino Loke. Why is that? Rabbi Yochanan L'Ta'ame, Damakrat, Tumato, Tumato. Because remember, we learned the Gzera Shava from the Tum'ah by the Bial HaMikdash, coming to the Mikdash, Tameh, and we learn it from, also it says it by eating. V'chiktiv tumato la'achar zrika u'dichtiv. Okay, and the assumption is that when you're talking about that, it's after the Zrikat Dam. And therefore, he doesn't think that it's going to be usher before Zrikat Dam. So now they're going to say, as usual, what are we going to say? When we want to learn two different things, we're going to learn it from two different aspects of the same pasuk. So what does it say there? B'chol kodesh lo tiga. The assumption is, right, it could just say kodesh lo tiga, and you would know, right, tiga, we know you can't touch. Kodesh, we would say Kodesh comes to teach you after Zrikat Dam. But mibechol Kodesh nafka, the fact that it says chol Kodesh, that comes to include, which makes sense, right? Kol is inclusive, it's going to include before Zrikat and after Zrikat Dam. So that's how Rish Lakish is going to learn. Tanya kavate de Rish Lakish. And now we're going to find a source, a braita that supports Rish Lakish's reading. Bechol Kodesh lo tiga. Here we have it. Azhara la ochel. Right? The B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga is Dafka and Asara for someone eating. Again, it's Rabbi Yochanan who sees it, again, going back to our basic machloket, of that it's B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga is Truma, and it's talking about Lo Tiga, not to touch. Atalmer Asara La Ochel, O Eino Ela Asara La Nogea. So now the Braita continues and says, you say it's Asara La Ochel, but maybe it's an Asara just for touching, like the Pshat seems to indicate. Tamud lamar, b'chol kodesh lo tiga, ve'el ha-mikdash, v'chule, which means el ha-mikdash lo tavo, mekish kodesh la-mikdash, ma mikdash davar sheyesh bo netilat neshama, av kol davar sheyesh bo netilat neshama, v'i benigia, mi'ika netilat neshama, ela ba'achila. So comes the Braita and says exactly, what does it mean he says exactly what Rish Lakish said? Rish Lakish obviously went along the lines of this Braita. He must have known of the existence of this Braita, because this is exactly Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish's Shita. He says, since B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga is juxtaposed to Ve'el HaMikdash Lo Tavo, we assume that since the coming to the Mikdash is something that you're going to get the death penalty for, you're going to get karet for, therefore it must be something Sheyesh Bo Netilat Neshama that you're going to get karet for. And if it's Negia, nobody thinks that if you touch Kodeshim when you're Tameh, you get karet, and therefore it must be Achila. Okay, so that was just a simple. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, now we're moving on to, we're kind of shifting topics. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol lo ta'ase, shekadmo ase, lo kin alav. Okay, really, before I even read this, we really have to give some background. There's something called a lav hanitak la'ase. Okay, we've talked about this before. It's when you have a lo ta'ase, and then you have an ase that can fix it, like lo tigzol, veheshivet hagzela. Right, where you can't steal, but if you do, you have to return the item you stole. Or the classic example they give is notar. Lo totiru mimenu ad boker. Don't leave anything of the korban until the morning. Va notar mimenu, but anything that you do leave over, if you've gone over the lo taseh, then ba'esh tisareh, if you have to burn it. So it gives you a way to correct your act, which means, so now we're going to go to what's the purpose of Malkut? The purpose of Malkut is to kind of fix the situation that you messed up by giving you a punishment. And the punishment, again, punishment we always view in two different ways. But there's a certain aspect of the punishment that's to correct what you did wrong. We even said the other day that some people say if you get Malkut, then you already don't get Kari. That was your kapara, your atonement. So if there's a different way to atone, by actually correcting, it's actually a better way, right? You know, Malkut, in essence, doesn't necessarily correct what you did. It corrects you from the inside, maybe, that you won't do it again. But if you can actually correct the maase that you did wrong, then you shouldn't get Malkut for it. So most of the opinions, it's not actually 100% clear. There's a machloket about whether there's a machloket about this. But most people say that alav ani takla, say you don't get Malkut for. Because it says, if you do it, and then you fix it, right? It's as if you can fix it, even though we have a klal that any lav, except for, again, we're going to see, this is also machloket, but lav shein bo maase, right? For example, a lav that doesn't have an act, it's just speech, you don't necessarily get malko for, there's a machloket. We're going to see that machloket either later today, hopefully later today. It's a machloket, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish also. But this is another category, so a lav, shenitak lase, okay, but now how does it work? It works when you have a lotase, and then you have the ase that fixes it. What if you have an ase first, and then you have a lotase? So there, the ase isn't necessarily coming to fix it. Okay, I'll give you an example. It says, there's two examples the Gemara is going to bring. One is, v'yishlochu min ha-machaneh kol tzarua v'zav, v'lo yitamu et machanehem. So take them out of the camp so that they're not metameh my machaneh. Does that mean that if they were metameh the machaneh, you take them out and then you fix the problem? But here it's a little different because here it's telling you send them out of the machaneh. There's like an ase to send them out of the machaneh before they've been metameh. Some of the pressure says it's a bit of a problem here. How could they must have been metameh if they were in there? So some people say they were in there and then became tameh in there. It's a bit of a weird one, that example, even though we'll take it at face value that, okay, first you're supposed to send them out and filay tamu. The other one is a rapist. So the rapist is supposed to marry the woman that he raped, right? That's always the difficult sugya to swallow, but in those days it was a way to protect the woman because no one would want to marry a woman who was raped. So it says, v'lo tiel isha, he's low with a vav, right? He's supposed to marry her. There's the asay. V'lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. He can't send her out for the rest of his life. Now that's an asay. First, he has to marry her. Then he can't divorce her. So it's not like a lav, right? It can't be fixed by fulfilling the asay. Now, it could be fixed in theory, and as he could, let's say he divorced her, so then he can fix it by remarrying her. But again, the order in the pasuk is that way, and also the ase precedes the lotas. So comes Rabbi Barchanan and says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, kol lotase shekadmo ase. This is not lavani takla ase, it's the reverse order. The ase comes before the lotase, right? We read it like this. It's a lotase shekadmo ase, before it came an ase. Lokin alav. On that you will get malko, because again, the ase isn't coming to fix necessarily. It's not really fixing the lotase, because the ase existed before the lotase. Amrulo, Amarta, so they said to him, did you really say this? There's a debate whether they asked Rabbi Bar Chanan, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Or they asked Rabbi Yochanan directly, did you really say this? Amar lehu, and the assumption here is that he's saying, no matter what you say about lavani takla ase, this everyone would agree that lokin. So they said, did you really say this? Amar lehu, lo. So he says, no, in fact, I didn't say this. This is a little weird, right? What do you mean? Okay. Amar Rabba, Hay Elohim amara. I swear you said this, okay? A bit of a debate. Uktiva vitanina. It's written and it's learned out in a bright, in a Mishnah. Ktiva, in this case it'll be a Mishnah. Ktiva vayishalchu min ha-machaneh, as I said, this is going to be their case, right? You should send out kol tzarua v'kol zav, etc. V'lo yitamu et machanehem. Classic case of kadmo, right? Lo taseh shekadmo aseh. Vitanina habala mikdash tameh. And look at our list of Elohim Elohim. What's on the list? Habala mikdash tameh. So what do you see? Even though it's an ase shekadmo lo tase, and you might have thought it's like a lavani takla ase and you wouldn't get malkot. No, it says in our Mishnah you get malkot for this. So there's our proof. It's a case of habala mikdash, right? There's the pasuk. Habala mikdash is a case where there's an Ase shekadmo lelo tase, or the way they say it, lo tase shekadmo ase. And it says you get malkot. So Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say you don't get malkot? You in fact do get malkot. Ela my time akahadrabe. So now there's an assumption. So now he says, what's the reason I was chozer bo? Okay, well, this is strange. Some of the Pharisees say, how could he say I didn't say this? Because what the Gemara is now saying is he said it, but he retracted it. So now when it makes it a little strange, because when they first asked him, did you really say this? And he said no. He should have said, well, I did, but I changed my mind. Okay, so it's a bit of a problematic text here, why he answers them no and not yes, but I changed my mind. But there's an assumption that he did say it at some point, but then he changed his mind. Now, why did he change his mind? Mishum dekashele ones. The ones, the rapist, would be the kushia for that. While it's true, Habal HaMikdash gets malkot, the rapist does not get malkot. Okay, let's see in what case they're talking about. Titania, ones shegeresh. If the ones, the rapist, you know, he marries the woman, then he divorces her. It says, lo yuchal shachal kol yomav. He can't divorce her for the rest of his life. What if he does divorce her? Im Yisrael, who, if he's Yisrael, machzir, he returns her. Okay, meaning, he has to remarry her. Ve'eno lokeh, he doesn't get malkot. Vim kohen, who, lokeh ve'eno machzir. But if he's a Kohen, then he gets malkot. Why? Because you're not allowed to marry a rapist, okay? He gets malkot for a grusha. Sorry, thank you. He's not allowed to marry her because she's a grusha, and therefore it's a low time. He gets malkot for some other thing, not for this. Veino machzir, and he obviously can't remarry her.
You know what this is implying? That it's known that anybody could have divorced just like that. They didn't have to go through a rabbanon.
Ah, because how would they have allowed him to divorce her?
If they had gone through anything institutional.
Yafeh. That it could be done without an institution. Nowadays, if you get divorced, you have to do it in a beiting.
Right.
Okay, if you want it to be recognized, let's say. So you have to do it in a beiting. Right. But it's what Naomi's pointing out is, and we've seen this before, where the guy throws the get into her courtyard, you know, and it wasn't done always in front of a beiting. Because if it was done in a beiting, they never would have allowed this to happen. Im Yisrael, so now we're going back to this brayta. What are we going to prove from here? Im Yisrael, who machzir veino lokeh, amai. Lo taseh shekadmo asehu velilkeh, right? You should get malkot, because what did he do? He went against the lo taseh of lo yuchal shachal kol yamav. So if he can't divorce her for the rest of his life, and he divorced her, he should get malkot for it. It's not a lavani takla asehu, right? Because again, it said you have to marry her, and then you can't divorce her. So, what is it? So, comes from Yochanan, he says, this was the question that made me rethink my opinion. Okay? I thought that you would get malko for, and the good proof that they brought before was our Mishnah, Habal HaMikdash, because that's a good case. But Ones also is the same thing, and you don't get malko. So, now we're going to try to explain this. Amar Ula, Lo Yomar Lo Tie Shaba Ones. Really, the pasuk didn't need to say it. Now, there's another case where the exact same pasuk appears. Where's that case? In the Motzi Shemra. It's the same thing. A man who claims he marries his wife, who marries a woman, she becomes his wife. He claims then that she didn't have betulim, that she said she was a betula and she wasn't. And he goes to the Zignei Ha'ir, right? And he says, my wife, you know, didn't have betulim. And then it turns out he was lying. And he was just being Motzi Shemra aleha. So the pasuk says the same thing. Velo tieli isha lo yuchal shachal kol yamav. Okay? Again, the same thing. He has to stay married to her because he humiliated her, and people are going to have, even though it's been proven that she was a betula, it still made a huge, it didn't look good for her, and therefore he has to stay married to her. If that's the case, why doesn't the pasuk simply just not say lo tieli shaba ones in the rapist case? V'ligmar mimotzi shemra. We could have just learned it from motzi shemra from a kavachomer. Why would you make a kavachomer here? Uma motzi shemra shelo asa maaseh. In motzi shemra, he didn't actually do a maaseh. We go back to what we talked about before. It's always less if it's a maaseh, right? We just talked about lav shemba maaseh. Maybe you wouldn't get malko for. So motzi shemra, he actually didn't do any maaseh. All he did was make a claim in court, a verbal claim that she didn't have betulim. And yet, Amar Rahmana velo tielisha, and yet the pasuk said he has to stay married to her. So ones lo kol shekein. So a rapist, right? All the more so should we say about a rapist that he would have to stay married to her because he did a maase, obviously, he raped her. So all the more so, right, a kal vachomer, it should work. And therefore, okay, so now where does this connect to us? Therefore, the words v'lo tia lisha are obviously unnecessary. You follow that? We've proven now that you don't need to say in the ones pasuk and the rapist pasuk lo tia lisha, because we could have learned it from the motzi shemra. So therefore, ime no inyan lefanav, tenehu inyan la'acharav, shim geresh yachzir. What does he come and say? He says we're going to turn this lo tase shekadmo ase into a lav hanitak laase. Because what are we going to say? We're going to say basically, since we don't need it to say lo tia lisha, he has to marry her, and he can't divorce her for the rest of his life. That we know already. So what must it be saying? He has to marry her, we know. Don't need it. So what it's saying is, while he's not allowed to divorce her for the rest of his life, but if he does, then lo tia lisha, he has to take her back as a wife, which means we now turn it into a lav hanitak lase, and that becomes the correction for, right? It's like a timeline, right? We assume lo tia lisha means you have to marry her. Then comes lo yuchal shalcha po yamav. Now you can't divorce her. And therefore, it came before. But now we're saying that we're going to move the lo tia lisha to the later point. Okay? And then lo tia lisha, he has to remarry her. In which case, that's why you don't get malchut, which brings Rabbi Yochanan back to its place. The original Rabbi Yochanan can stand that really, if it was a seisha kadmo, lo ta seisha kadmo asay, we would get malchut for it. But we're going to question this whole logic. This is based on a kal vachomer. As usual with kal vachomers, we can always kind of knock them out if we have a good reason to knock them out. So now they say, second, there's a lot of repetitive words. Now I lost my place, and they all say the same thing. So one minute, beligmor me'ones. No, okay, so here. Right, beligmor me'ones. So now they say, right, that's what we're up to, Malika? No. Kate. Vakate, right, that's what we're up to? Right. Vakate ones mi motzi shemra lo gamar. But really, you can learn ones from motzi shemra. Why? De'ika lemifrach. You can knock out that kal vachomer. If you remember, we talked about this a few days ago, that there's something unique by motzi shemra. Mala motzi shemra shekein loke umashalim. It's the only case where you get malkot and you pay according to the Torah, where you get these two punishments for it, which means it's more chamor, even though it's not a maaseh, it has some element of chumra because you're getting malkot and mishalem. And here we're learning the chumra not from the maaseh itself, but from the punishment that the Torah tells you. So since he gets malkot and has to pay, therefore motzi shemra is more chamor, in which case you can't learn the kal vachomer. So then they say, well, why don't we say then, let's try a different mahalach. Ela lo yomar lo tia lisha b'motzi shemra. V'ligmar me'ones. Why don't we say the reverse then? So the pasuk didn't need to say v'lo tia lisha b'motzi shemra, because if the ones is more kal, the motzi shemra has a more chamor din, right? It's more severe because it's malkeh u'mashalem. So why don't you say by ones it says lo tia lisha l'yuchal shalcha kol yamav? Why don't we learn from there to the motzi shemra, and therefore the words of the motzi shemra are unnecessary? Right, uma ones she'eno lo keil mishalem amar rachmana v'lo tia lisha motzi shema lo kol shaken. There's your kal vachomer. If that's the case, the lo tia lisha by motzi shemra is now unnecessary. The lama ne'amar me'no inyan le motzi shemra. The lama ne'amar. I didn't mean it right. Why is it there then? The lo tia lisha. Well, again, we're going to use this imeno inyan. If it doesn't belong lemotzi shemra, because we don't need it, then tineu inyan leones. Then let's move it onto the ones case. But we don't need it by the ones case because it already says it there. So imeno inyan lefanav, tineu inyan lacharav. So it's a double imeno inyan. And we're going to move it to one place, but it doesn't really have room to stay there. So we're going to move it, again, instead of being at the beginning, we're going to move it to the end. So that resolves it. Except, what's the problem? No. Nami lo gamar, that also wouldn't work. To ika lemifrach mala ones shekena sama set. But each one has its sad chamor, and therefore you can't make a kal vachomer in either direction because the ones is more chamor because he did a maaseh, whereas the motzi shemra didn't. So therefore, let's do another attempt. Ela lo yomar lo tia lisha b'motzi shemra. There's a better reason. What if we say lo tia lisha means you have to marry her, right? Well, in the motzi shemra case, she's already married to him. So therefore, the whole purpose of saying lo tiyeh l'isha is unnecessary in and of itself. Forget about anything else. So ela lo tiyeh l'isha b'motzi shemra sharei ishtohi. So lo yomar, right? Don't say lo tiyeh l'isha b'motzi shemra sharei ishtohi. Lama ne'amar. So now we're going to say, so why does it come there? Again, imeinu inyan l'motzi shemra, tenei inyan lo nes, imeinu inyan l'fanav, tenei inyan l'acharav. Okay, so now we said we're basically going to move it, right? Because it has no place there at all. It's not because you could have learned it from another case. In and of its, right? In the case itself, it's a totally useless statement. Ve'ema, but why don't we say like this? Im eino inyan lefanav demotzi shemra, tineu inyan lacharav didei delo lake. Why don't you say, why are we moving it all the way to the acharav of the ones? We should just move it to the acharav of the motzi shemra. To say that if a motzi shemra divorces his wife, which he's not allowed to do, right? And then he remarries her to lo lake, then he shouldn't get the malko for being a motzi, right? For doing that. So what are the answer? In achinami, you're right. Really, it wouldn't teach us anything about the ones because if it's unnecessary, this lo tiyeh l'isha by motzi shemra, it must be coming la'acharav of the motzi shemra. But to tell us that you don't get malkot if you bring her back, you will get the malkot of being motzi shemra, but you won't get the malkot, and there's two malkot that we're discussing here. One is you're a motzi shemra, you get malkot for that. But then, after he then keeps her on as a wife, he later divorces her. At that point, if he remarries her, he won't get malkot. That's what the lo tiyeh l'isha of the motzi shemra is coming to teach you, which means that it doesn't answer our question by the rapist. So Rabbi Yochanan is still stuck with the question by the rapist. Meaning that the rapist would be a clear case of aseh, and you should get malko, but you don't. So therefore, it seems maybe you really don't get malko. So what do they say now? Va'ate ones v'gamar mine. So then they say, you're right. It really does teach by motzi shemra l'acharav, but once you set it up by motzi shemra, which is now the motzi shemra case turns into what kind of a case? An ase shekadmoa, no, it would be a, right, it would be, according to this, we're putting it lacharav, right, to say then, even in ase shekadmoa, in a lot ase shekadmoa, say, you don't get malkot, so therefore, what are we going to say? Well, let's learn from there to the ones case, because it's the same logic, so even though it's used just for the motzi shemra case, we still should be able to apply it. So now they say, b'mai gamar, meaning, by what principle of your parshanut are we allowed to use? Like, what would help us here? Iba kavachomer, iba mematzinu, ika lemifrach. Whether you use a kavachomer to say we can learn from a kavachomer from motzi shemra, or we can learn it from a bamematzinu. Bamematzinu is where we take two equal things, opposed to one ka, one chamor. We take two things that are equal and say, oh, it's true for one, it's true for the other. We call it like a binyan av. This is bone av everywhere else where it says it is the case. But we still can't do that. Why? Because because each one, malamotzi shemra, shekein lo asa maaseh, right? And you would also say, right, there's something, and the motzi shemra is also lokeh umishalem. So each, if we try to learn it from there, we wouldn't be able to, because what would you say? All right, you wouldn't say the second one. It would really just be malamotzi shemra, shekein lo asa maaseh. What do you want to say? You want to say that this is coming to teach you that you don't get malkot, right? But if it's coming to teach you that you don't get malkot, you might say you don't get malkot because lo asa maaseh, and not because we can learn from this to other cases. So therefore, this was all the Mahalach of Ula that was trying to explain the koshi of Rabbi Yochanan, but he didn't succeed. So now we're going to go to Rava. Ela amar Rava, kol yamav, notice what it said there, lo yuchal, it could have just said lo yuchal shalcha, right? You can't divorce her. Why does it say kol yamav? To teach you kol yamav ba'amod v'hechzer. That all the days you have to return her. Okay? Meaning, right, that if all the days you have to return her, that there's this reason, right, that's telling you you have to return her. Okay? So then, v'chein kiyata rabin amar Rabbi Yochanan.
Meaning marry her again.
Right. You have to, right. They always talk about v'lashon lachzir et ha'grusha. Right, so you have to marry her. V'chein kiyata rabin amar Rabbi Yochanan kol yamav be'amod v'hechzer. Okay, so according to this, then, just one second. Okay, Right. So then, what's this coming to explain? Okay, go back to the beginning. Rabbi Yochanan said, "An asay shekadmo lo tasay shekadmo asay lokin." He said, "But wait, what about the rapist case? Right? We have a koshi from the rapist case, and this would be our tirus. The rapist case is actually, right, and this is what we Ula kept trying to prove all along. It's actually a lav hanitach laasay, and it's not an asay shekadmo lo tasay shekadmo asay." You follow? As long as we can say that, and we try to say it, that we take these words, lo ti elisha, and we put them at the end. Right? And maybe we do it in the Motzi Shemra, and in the end we say, well, maybe in the Motzi Shemra, but we can't learn it from any other case. So we can't say that. But in the end, what do we say? Because it says, kol yamav, forget the lo ti elisha, we're not even talking about that anymore. The kol yamav comes to teach you, that's the way you have to fix it. In other words, you can't stay unmarried to her, so if you divorce her, you have to remarry her. And that's the asay in the Torah, really comes from the words kol yamav, which makes it a lav hanitach laasay, and not where the asay is before. Okay? So that's where we're at right now. Amar le Rav Papa le Rava, v'halo damya le lave le lav de chasima. But wait a minute. We said before that the classic example of a lo tasay is lo tachsom shor bedusha. Just a classic lo tasay that you get malkov for. Now, if that's our classic case, this is just a lo tasay. There's no asay connected to it. So why would you get malkot for, in other words, if you have, now we're talking about the lo tasay shekadmo asay. Okay, we're back to our topic. That a lo tasay shekadmo asay, lokin. So if you want to say lokin, don't we have to say you get malkot in a case that's like lo tasom shor b'disho? And there's no mitzvah asay that precedes the lo tasay. So then the Gemara says, what do you mean? They say, come on, what kind of a question is that? Just because it added, right? Now we always say, kol mosif goreh, right? But they're saying, just because you added something additional beforehand, you're going to say that now it's not a classic lo tase because it has something before it? No, you view it as if it doesn't have anything before it. It's still a lo tase. So then they say, well, ihachi lav shenitak laasay nami lema, mishum dekata berachmana ase yetera migra gara. You could say the same thing by a lav shenitak laasay. If you're going to say, we don't care that you added this ase, it's still a lo tase, well, that same argument would then hold for the lav shenitak laasay, which we all know, ain lokin alav. So a lav shenitak laasay, you can make the same argument and say, just because it has an ase after it, does that mean it's not a lo tase that you shouldn't get malkot on it? So amar leh. And here comes the classic understanding of why it's a lav nitak laasay. What does it mean, nitak? It comes to correct the lav. In other words, the asay before, we can just say is an extra thing. It's just saying there's an asay and then okay, and then don't do this. But when it comes after, it's coming to correct it, exactly as we said earlier. And when it's coming to correct it, well then, it makes sense that you wouldn't get punished. In other words, there's a difference between an asay before and an asay after. The asay before, you could say, doesn't mess up, you know, doesn't weaken the lo tasay, just because there's an asay before it. But the asay after does weaken the lo tasay, because it says, yes, you did something wrong, but you can correct it. There's many things we could do wrong that you can't correct. This, you can actually correct. Right? You have, you have relations with someone you're forbidden to have relations with. You can't undo that act. But you can undo certain acts, right? Even if you steal something, you can actually return it, so you can fix it. So ha-nichal, now we're going to get into a whole big basic machloket about this lav hanitach laasay. Now there's two ways, before we even read it inside, there's two ways that you can, there's two ways that you can do the asay, okay? Let's say not do the asay. You can just not do it. You could just not remarry her, let's say. Or, you can, which means, though, what? If you just don't do it, have you actually, like, should you get malkot for that? So, what does it mean, a lav hanitach laasay, you don't get malkot? You don't get malkot because you could correct it. What if you don't correct it? So, do you get malkot? What do you think? If you just don't correct it, then, but you still have the chance to always correct it. So you could say, well, I'll do it tomorrow. Don't give me malkot. They bring you to court. They say, we're going to give you malkot because you didn't return your wife. You know, or let's not give that example because there you don't get malkot. But you're going to, what?
You stole and you didn't return.
Right, you stole, you didn't return. So you say, okay, I'll return it tomorrow. There's always a chance to fix it. Okay? But then there's What if, so fine, so that's why you don't get malchut, because you can always say that. What if you burn the item and you can no longer return it? You know, maybe that's not the best example, because maybe we're going to see, maybe you can return it, compensate financially, okay? But in theory, that's the theory here. Let's say it's to remarry someone. Let's say you say that she's forbidden to you in a way that you can't do a hatarat nederi manib. Okay, you take a neder that I will never benefit from this woman, which means like there's certain types of nederim, we're going to see it inside later, that cannot be canceled out. So you make some sort of a neder like that, and your mivatel, that's going to be the difference between kayam, lo kayma, or bitel, lo bitlo. If you cancel out the possibility of you being able to fix it, then maybe you would get malko. Follow? Some people say, if you just didn't do it, you had the chance to do it, but you didn't, even though you might say, I'll do it tomorrow, maybe you can also get malko for that. So there's a debate about at what point do we give you malko? Yes, it's true, you don't get malko because you can correct it. But if you don't correct it, then you do get malko. But the question is, not correcting it, does it mean because there's no chance you could ever correct it, you've cut off all possibilities, then we can already give you malko? Or do we say, no, you had the chance to correct it, you didn't. Yes, it's true, you could do it tomorrow, right? I was thinking of, you say I'm going to daven mincha, right? Oh, I don't need a daven mincha now, I have all afternoon. And then you push it off, and then, right, later in the afternoon, oh wait, you know, I never daven mincha. Right? So are you shogeg, are you mazed? You could have done it earlier, right? You didn't, you said I'll do it later. So this is the idea of, you know, the concept here. And we're going to get to what's called hatra'at safek, which we'll talk about also connected with this. But let's start with this now. So, what do we say? Hani chalamanda amar. So now we're going to say that the lav is to, right, the ase is to fix the lotas. So that only works if you say bitlo vilo bitlo. But ela lamanda amar kimo vilo kimo mai ikalamemar. Okay, so now how does this work? If you say, only if you canceled, right, so if you didn't cancel the option to do the mitzvah, then you don't get malkot. But if you did, right, and you made it impossible, then you will actually get malkot. So that means, alavanitak, let's say you don't get malkot, as long as there's still a chance to do it. But if you say, kimo lo kimo, so kol yamav ba'amod behechzer, doesn't make any sense, because according to that, let's say you get to the court, kol yamav ba'amod behechzer exactly matches the bitlo lo bitlo opinion, because it means you never get malkot unless you've completely cut off your options to fix the situation. But if you have an option to fix the situation, then you don't get malkot. But according to the one who says kimo lo kimo, which means that even if the possibility exists, the court can still give you lashes, then what does it mean? Kol yamav v'amol v'echzer, because you would immediately get malkot for it, and then you're not over on anything, because you already got your punishment for it, and it's done. And it wouldn't make any sense to say kol yamav be'amod behechzer. So what do they answer? Well, that doesn't bother us that it doesn't work with kimo lo kimo, because midi hutam ela the Rabbi Yochanan. This all came to explain Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And ha amar le Rabbi Yochanan litana, tane bitlo chayav ve lo bitlo patur. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan exactly says bitlo chayav lo bitlo patur. Okay, meaning that it's okay that it only works according to that opinion, because we're only trying to explain Rabbi Yochanan, and that's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. So it's not really a question. Where do we see that Rabbi Yochanan said this to the Tana? So where did this all come from? The Tana came to Rabbi Yochanan. The Tana brought a braita in front of Rabbi Yochanan that read like this. This was the braita. Kol mitzvot lo tase, or kol mitzvot lo tase, sheyesh ba kum ase, okay, that's basically a lavani tak lase, any ase that has a kium ase in it, kiyem ase sheba, if he was mekayim the ase sheba, patur, bitel ase sheba, chayav. But if he cancels out the possibility of doing the ase, then he's chayav. Now this obviously doesn't make any sense, because this says both kiyem patur, bitel chayav. So comes Rabbi Yochanan, he says to him, Amar le, my ka amarta, kiyem patur, lo kiyem chayav. Bitel chayav, lo bitel patur. In other words, it doesn't work. You have to either use the terms kiyem across the board or bitel across the board, because what you're doing is you're leaving open possibilities, right? If you say kiyem Aseh Sheba Patur, it would imply Lo Kiyem Chayav. But the second part says, only if you're Mevatel the Aseh are you Chayav, and not if you're just not Mekayem. So therefore, comes Rabbi Yochanan, he says, I'm fixing your text of this Braita. Tane Bitlo Vilo Bitlo. If you're Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, miraculously, who's the one who disagrees with him? Right? Rish Lakish says, chemo velo chemo. In other words, you can see now why there's two possibilities. Because the Reisha said, the Lashon of Kiyem. The Sefer said, the Lashon of Bitel. Either it's across the board Kiyem, or it's across the board Bitel. And each one had a different opinion about it. Now, what's at the root of their machloket? And here's the interesting part. B'may kamiflage, it actually has roots in a different argument. B'hatra'at safek kamiflage. It's all about a safek warning. Go back to the mincha example, okay? If it's mam mincha, and I start telling you, again, there's a little different because it's not a lo tase, but just think about this case. So I tell you it's time to daven mincha. If you don't daven mincha, you know, what did we say the whole purpose of hatra'ah is? Lavchim ben shogeg lemezid. So if I warn you at 1:30, let's say it's mam mincha is at 1:30 on that day, I warn you, you know, if you don't daven mincha, you're going to miss your chance. And then, why is it relevant, by the way, whether you're mezid or shogeg by mincha? Because you can do tashlumin. You can do two tashlumin if you're shogeg. But you can daven marav twice if you're shogeg. You can't daven marav twice if you're mezid. If you on purpose don't daven, you say, I'm not going to daven, then you can't daven tashlumin. You're not allowed. It's an option we give you only if you made a mistake. So now, what does it mean you made a mistake? If I warned you, okay, again, this isn't something you need warnings for, but again, I'm just using it as an example. If I warn you at 1:30 and I say, if you forget to daven mincha, you know, you're gonna need to do tashlum. Right, exactly, right. I'm telling you, you're going to be mazed, and then I'm warning you, remember to daven mincha. And then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, okay, let's say it's a summer day, it becomes 4:20 around, let's say it's shkia, and you forget, right, at that point. Now, would my hatra'ah work to say you're really mazed? Or do you say, well, the hatra'ah was at 1:30? Who remembered at 4 o'clock anymore? Right? So let's take it to our example. If I warn you that you have to, you know, you can't marry, right? Let's say it's a man, okay? I warn the guy, you have to return your, you know, you have to take her back. And then he doesn't do it that day. But then I don't warn him every day after that. And then, you know, we want to give him malkot for it. So the question is, at what point is he exactly over on the act, right? Or they're going to give another example with it about a shvua, okay? So their machloket is about hatra'at safek. Mar savar hatra'at safek shma hatra'a. So Rish Lakish holds that a warning given b'safek, and as even though you might not be doing the act right now, and you have a possibility to kind of do it later, that's already considered in hatra'at. Now, the actual issue is, sorry, it's if I warned the man, you're not allowed to divorce your wife. Okay? So at that point, then he divorces her. Right? And I say, but if you do, you have to take her, right? You have to remarry her. So at that point, when I warned him about not divorcing her, but he wasn't really, the fixing it happened much later. That's like a hatra'at safek, because the act to fix it is something that's going to apply later. So do we say shma hatra'a? Umar sevar hatra'at safek lo shma hatra'ah. Okay, va'az du l'tamai, when they go l'shitatam, di'itmar, here's a machloka where they actually discuss it straight on about a shvua. Shvua she'ochal kikar zeh hayom. Okay, I take a shvua that I'm going to eat something today. Va'avar hayom v'lo achla, and the day passed and I didn't eat it. Now again, this is like the mincha example. So someone said to him in the beginning of the day, you know you took the shvua, you have to eat it. So Rabbi Yochanan v'Rish Lakish d'amrei travayu eino lokeh. Both of them say you don't get malka, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan omer eino lokeh mishum dehavele lav she'ein bo maaseh. V'chol lav she'ein bo maaseh ein lokin alav. There's no maaseh involved here. It was a problem of, right, he didn't do something. There's no maaseh involved. He didn't do any sort of maaseh. He just didn't eat it. So you don't get malka for something like that. Rish Lakish amar eino lokeh mishum dehave, I think I said the reverse before, who says what? Sorry. Now we'll organize it. Mishum dehave hatra'at safek. Bekol hatra'at safek lo shma hatra'ah. Rish Lakish says the reason you don't get malkot here is because he was never warned vade. You can always say, well, I thought I would do it later today, and I just never got to it. Okay? So he says that I was never warned for this, because yes, I was warned at 10 o'clock in the morning, but at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, when that was my last chance to eat it, I kept thinking I would eat it later, but at that last moment, I was shogeg. Okay, and then you could say, I was shogeg, I don't get malkot. So if you say, hatra'at safek, lo shma hatra'at, then you're going to hold like Rish Lakish in our case, because what does Rish Lakish say? You can't get malkot, right, if you're, one second, according to him, it's kimo lo kimo. So if you're lo mekayem, wait, I'm sorry, one second. According to this, right, so first of all, I just wanted to point out, this is where we see they argue about lav shein bo maaseh, because Rish Lakish would just say it's a lav shein bo maaseh, right? And then, so one second, I just want to connect now the how their opinions match up with the hatra'at safek. One second. But if you call a hatra'at safek, right, so Rabbi Yochanan says hatra'at safek is hatra'at. So therefore, when you later cancel out the option to do it, right, when you later cancel out that option, nobody warned you at that point. You were forewarned already, right, from the very beginning, okay, that you can't cancel out the possibility. And therefore, at the moment that you say, I swear I'll never get benefit from this woman anymore, and then you no longer, you cut off your chances of remarrying her, so at that point, you were warned from before, because your hatra'at safek, at the moment that you went to divorce her, and they said, you can't divorce her, and if you do, you have to keep her for the rest of your life, you have to remarry her for the rest of your life, that's a hatra'at safek. But Rish Lakish will hold that, one second, right, so he views it, if you do an act to cancel it out later, that can't be viewed. You can't get punished for that. So therefore, he says it can't be bitlo, lo bitlo. He says it has to be kiyum, kiyum velo kiyum. And therefore, if you fix it, if you fix it, you don't get malko. But if you don't fix it, then you will get malko. But that's, right, so, right, because then you're getting malko. Ah, I see, that's the difference. According to Rish Lakish, what are you getting malkot on? If you just don't remarry her, what are you getting malkot on? The fact that you divorced her, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, what are you getting malkot on? The fact that you were mevatel the chance to do it. So because you're getting malkot on the levatel, you're canceling the chance to do it. Nobody warned you at that moment. It's because he views hatra'at safek as hatra'at. But Rabbi Yochanan doesn't view that way, in which case it can't be the bitul that's going to get you the malkot. It must be the kiyum. Okay, and it's all because of this. Where did they get to this in the first place? We're going to see. It's all based on the understanding of, they both have a different understanding of Rabbi Yehuda and a Braita, which we'll talk about tomorrow. That's where we'll start with.